what do you think on abortion?
Well, I mean, it's something to do for the school podcast thing that we need to do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. When is that due again?
Like, I thought it was today.
Oh, yeah.
Basically today.
Yeah, I don't know what today. I've been doing. Yeah. I got to be doing something else.
I mean, you brought up abortion, so we could do that.
Yeah, I should do that.
Is it a good thing to you? Do you like abortion?
I'm actually against it. I mean, I've been against it for a really long time. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's okay killing a child that you made. Yeah. What about you, Tori?
I mean, I'm not necessarily with it, but I'm not necessarily against it because it can help you financially because you might not be able to raise a child in that mental click thing.
Yeah. So
I mean, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Cole.
Mine's Miles.
Mine's Tori.
Do you ever wonder what happens because of abortion?
Most people really don't.
But we're going to be talking to you about it. We are going to be talking to you about abortion and causes, effects, pros and cons, and why females end up having an abortion. Summary.
There are many pros and cons of abortion. Pros being it can get rid of the baby that you never really wanted. Sometimes when you give birth, your brain starts to make you think that you have to keep the baby, which can make it hard to put it up for adoption. But this pro shows you can get rid of the baby before you have this mental click. If you don't have enough money to raise your child, for instance, or pay for its birth, then an abortion can help. However,
there are a lot of cons to abortion, too. One being, you're killing a child that one day might be able to do something great. In cases like this, like when the parents are considering an abortion because the baby like doesn't look healthy, that's a lot of times the reason. But you could just, you're basically preventing life. And
they could do something great.
Yeah, and
day.
It normally leads to depression.
Some causes. Let's go into causes and effects. How about that?
All right.
Some causes. Unplanned pregnancies, happen, and that is one of the causes of abortion.
Another cause. Sometimes when you get raped, it makes you think that you really don't want to have the child as a memory.
Yeah, like you just don't want to carry that around with you for the rest of your life. Sometimes disease makes natural abortion, and like if the baby has something wrong with its head, it could happen on its own.
Mentally disabled people can accidentally have abortions, maybe they're not thinking through it all the way. I mean, most people don't, they ended up, and we go into the effects right now as we're going in. Most people, have an abortion, and then some of the effects are they'll have a bunch of depression. They'll instantly regret it.
I mean,
pain
like
from the abortion because they're cutting into them, And it's...
You're killing a child that you made.
Yeah. And then...
And, if someone in my family did that, they'd probably be made fun of and mocked by their...
By their friends,
yeah, and I mean, we would just, we would be very mad at them, very mad.
Yeah. Let's see here. Prediction.
So, 10-year prediction would be everyone would adults would think that everything's fine, and they just wouldn't think it through anymore.
Yeah, they wouldn't think it through, and they wouldn't really care, would they?
Yeah.
At least that's what we think.
Yeah.
So,
to wrap up, this is just our thoughts...
causes and predictions. Yeah. So we really, really, really hope you enjoyed our podcast.
We did not mean
anything bad about it.
We all have opinions.
Yeah, that's true. We all have
opinion,
a right to
we're
do
not
that.
Trying to change it.
Yep.
All right.
So we thank you and we hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.
And have a nice day.